This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Responsible here, and it's going to require the president to recognize that the stock market is going to continue to reel from this until there is confidence that we are addressing this.
All right, so that is California's 14th Congressional District Congresswoman, Jackie Speier. And, of course, more thoughts on the coronavirus, and everybody's got an opinion. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. And in every nook and cranny, which this show is all about, people are starting to really worry. And there may be good reason why you're worrying. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. A couple of other things that we're going to talk about. Would you believe that Jungle Cruise boat sunk at Disney and there were passengers on it? Speaking of sinking, it was like Houston was underwater as well with a water main break. You think, well, what's a water main break? Did you ever hear about one of those when you were driving down the street? You plugged into perhaps the station to you're listening to now and heard about a strange water break somewhere? This was a mother of all mother water breaks. And the Dow broke as it plunged 1,191 points, the worst that we have seen in forever, the first time since December of 2018. It was pushed into a correction, and we've seen corrections over the years since after World War II, but this is a doozy of a correction. So let's start with the coronavirus and the latest things that we know about the coronavirus. Number one, something I heard from somebody today, and of course this was, I think, blasted all over the place, maybe it wasn't, is you should consider having perhaps 2 weeks worth of food at your house. Why? Because one never knows. It's like we're on a seesaw. We get one message and then we get another message. So my message to you is be prepared. I went through the whole thing about having a go bag before and the fact that I didn't have one and then was caught in some natural disasters. So why take a chance anyway? Make sure your cupboards are stocked and buy some cheap masks, for goodness sake, because what's it going to hurt you? The CDC is saying that, you know, there are different types of masks that you can get, but the bottom line is this. You can simply go to a hardware store and get one of those paper masks in case you get caught in a situation where you need to have one. And getting caught is exactly what's happening with California, and I think that's one of the biggest things to talk about, is we have many listeners on the West Coast and in California. California has like 200 kits, testing kits left, according to the governor, who looked a little perplexed about this and is asking for help. So Gavin Newsom and state health officials are trying to reassure some people in California, frankly, who are maybe the most shook up, that what do we do when we've got this one coronavirus case, this Solano County woman in Northern California who did not travel to any of the places where the coronavirus was, including China, of course. So trying to be calm and collected, the bottom line is they only have 200 kits. They need more. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention expanded federal guidelines for testing to include people who have unexplained respiratory symptoms and people with symptoms who have recently traveled to China, South Korea, Japan, Italy, and Iran. They're also trying to correct the problems with the test kits, because you know what the problems with the test kits are. They do the test kits and then they got to ship them to Atlanta, and it's a slow burn, a slow process. They should be able to process these in at least 100 public health labs across the country and get it in as soon as possible. In the case of the Solano County woman, She was in the community and showing symptoms of the disease before she was admitted to the hospital on February 15th. That's pretty worrisome because the virus is so transmittable that there she is with these flu-like symptoms walking around. Who knows, in tracing her steps, how many people she could have infected. And you know what that means? The P word, pandemic. Nobody wants to talk about a pandemic, but if you can't trace it, and then you have a couple of people who get it from just incidental contact, where do they take it? And that's how you get a pandemic. In other parts of the world, most cases of the virus are mild. The coronavirus, though, has killed 2,800 people and sickened, that we know of, more than 82,000. Most of them are in China, and that's true. The United States has seen 60 cases, none fatal, most of them among people who caught the virus quarantined on the cruise ship off of Japan. Nevertheless, there is a warning out there that community spread is almost certain. So did you hear what I said? Almost certain. And you need to prepare for the possibility of significant disruption in your daily life, like the food chain. 2 weeks worth of food. Could be the school chain, education, because wouldn't schools be closed down? That would make sense. The virus and this corona task force, as they do battle, so to speak, we really know that this coronavirus has what I've been describing all along, that capability of spreading readily from human to human. So even with quarantined individuals, all it takes is the one, and we already have proof of the one in California, and who knows the people that were in contact with her and where they ultimately went to their homes, their communities, maybe traveled somewhere in the United States. Tracing, so meticulously tracing anyone to have come in contact with the woman. Monitoring staff members who've been exposed. That's what they're doing right now. In fact, so many have been tested for the virus and they're on paid leave. They're tracking their own health at home. So far, no positive tests. That's the good news. She's in North Bay Hospital. They inserted a tube into her lungs to help her breathe. They say that does increase the risk of exposure to the virus because of the way it aerosolizes the respiratory droplets. And that's dangerous for the people that are around her ultimately. And they're trying so hard, again, to identify everyone who spent any kind of time in close contact, family, if coworkers, any kind of contacts, you don't know, sitting on a bench next to somebody. They're monitoring students who lived in a dormitory. They're in isolation. They're being monitored for symptoms of the coronavirus. So this is the kind of things that we're seeing. And we don't know, like I said, where it's going to again end up. We're spinning the wheel of fortune, good fortune and bad fortune. But with the stock market tanking and with the possibility of spread, prepare for the possibility of the coronavirus being much more widespread in the United States. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But you can't just cross your fingers, wave some sage, and pray for the best. You can do that, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Best to be fully prepared. More on the coronavirus and that shooting at the Miller plant on the flip side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Best estimate is that the threat to the American public, Dr. Fauci, remains low. But the president took the actions he took last month out of an abundance of caution.
I do think that it may have contributed to the huge outbreak we saw on that Diamond Princess. It may not have all been aerosolized. It could have been fomites. So we are aggressively evaluating that to understand how well this virus survives in different conditions.
Aerosolized, remember that word, and that was the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield. Before that, Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, he is the point man for the coronavirus. Couple of quick things, put it on your checklist to do what you get to do. Grab a few masks, why not? And also, make sure you have enough supplies for at least 2 weeks, because I don't think this thing wraps up gently and fades into that good night, although I would love to be wrong on this, but too many conversations have led in the same direction. It's going to get worse before it gets better, including the economy, with the Dow plunging 1,191 points. If you just tuned in and you think, who is this mistress of doom? My name's Kate Delaney. I've been here for 15 years and I haven't seen anything quite like the coronavirus. Do I believe that we, being the world, get a handle on it? I do. I know that some of the best and brightest doctors are working on it, and I do think they will come up with a way to combat it, but it does rattle me because of the way it can be aerosolized, as the head of the CDC said, the director, and the fact that when you try to trace steps, then you get that thing called the pandemic, and that's what we don't want to see. That's why, with the worries about the virus spreading, investors are rattled. If you have a 401k, because if you say, well, the stock market, yeah, if you have a 401k, it probably dumped on Thursday, because it's a little bit of a free fall. It's the biggest drop that has been seen in a very long time. So it's impossible to position your portfolio, I would imagine, for the next couple of weeks. You can't reposition it. You'd be taking a crazy risk. You just have to kind of ride it out, I guess, is the best way to say that. When you look at it, how do you, it's like, again, how do you protect it? Stocks have lost $3.4 trillion in the market since Wednesday's close because of the coronavirus and the spread. So if you're worried about it, what you do is you stay the course because you can't do anything through the flip-flop. It's hard to stomach, especially when you're used to getting all of the rewards and very few of the risks, right? Obviously, you know what your investments are. You look at it, you make sure you trim anything related to any kind of Asian stocks, if perhaps you had some there. You look at the multinational companies and see if they can make their earnings reports. Apple is a good one because they won't. You look at cheaper stocks because that helps you. And then you look at U.S.-focused companies because isn't it interesting? Buy in the U.S., made in the U.S., all that stuff is good because our risk to the coronavirus of the coronavirus is a lot different than globally. So there's my fast hints for you. Doesn't mean it's worth a hill of beans, but as somebody who has had to ride through a couple of big storms, I would say some of that is something that you should take a look at doing. Very sad what happened at the Miller Brewing plant in Milwaukee. You know, if you look at it, it's so old guard. It's just a symbol of Milwaukee and of Wisconsin and that area of Wisconsin. And unbelievably depressing that somebody who gets fired comes back in and has had apparently a grudge with somebody at the plant and then shoots and kills not only at the Molson Coors plant, shoots not only that person but others as well. So the man who opened fire killed himself in the end, but that doesn't do anything for the families. 51-year-old Anthony Farrell had worked as an electrician for about 20 years, 17 of them at the Molson Coors manufacturing plant. Farrell believed he was being discriminated against, supposedly, because he was a black man, and he argued with at least one of the victims, another electrician. But the coworker who spilled the beans said that he was often watching movies on his phone during the day, which, of course, the other electrician took issue with. And then they went back and forth, and accused each other of all kinds of things. And then before you know it, he was gone. He was fired. And then that led to coming back and then going after a fellow employee, the one that he fought with, and of course others who happened to be around. And again, he served in the Coast Guard from the late 80s to 91. He was honorably discharged. He was a journeyman electrician. He was a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Milwaukee. Nobody saw anything coming. They're investigating the best they can, but, you know, he killed himself, obviously, after killing those people, gone through his stuff at his house, and that's it. I mean, they're looking at things. They're trying to figure out what could possibly have been that moment where he decided to enact that revenge. Well, I think it was the moment he was fired. But who knows what other interesting tidbits they might come up with. Again, this does not do anything to bring back the people who were innocent, who were in the middle of it, and who are now gone from the earth, and the pain that those families must feel has got to be absolutely gut-wrenching. I mean, it has to be. And I'll say it again, it goes to that thing. man, live every day in that present moment. Why? Because we never know what's going to happen. You don't be paranoid, freaked, and look at everybody cross-eyed thinking they're going to take you out. But you do take some precautionary measures if you can, and at least know how you can get out of some place, whether it's work, sadly, church, school, whatever it is. I mean, look, take a cue from the 6 and 7 year olds who, from the second they hit the door of school, learn about what they have to do to protect themselves, because they do, and they're used to it, and they understand what an active shooter is. How sad that we've gone down that road, but we had to. But if you're not of that age, then you didn't have that. You're not thinking about it. You're thinking you're completely safe. All right, I got to zip this in. It's an update on the Varsity Blues case that enraged so many of you, thinking the rich would get their comeuppance. Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimino Giuliani, I think it's Giuliani, they say newly released evidence exonerates their clients, that's what their lawyers say, and other parents still fighting charges in this college admissions scandal. So they're trying to say that they had no idea that it was a bribe that they were paying. They didn't think it was a bribe they were giving to Rick Singer, who was the mastermind of this admissions scheme. In one of the notes, Singer wrote that the FBI got loud and abrasive and continued to ask him to tell a fib about what his clients did before they paid into a scheme. He said that the FBI wanted him to restate what he actually told his clients, that they were making a payment to an athletic program, not a college coach. Lori Loughlin told daughters they need to do better in high school, according to some new documents. Wow. In the end, when you have all that money, because if you look at the Massimino brand, it's everywhere, and Lori Loughlin wasn't hurting. She certainly made money. What is the big deal? Why are you trying to take kids who can't cut the grade and shove them into school by issuing bribes? Does that make sense to anybody? What difference does it make? And I think that's just keeping up with the Joneses at a much higher level. The Joneses who drive Rolls Royces. So you can say, my kid's at USC, my kid's on the rowing team, whatever it is. So now, this was in a Boston federal court. We'll see how long it takes for this case to go further up the chain and continue, because Loughlin's attorneys are arguing that the feds are concealing evidence in this college admissions scandal. Whew. You know, these things can drag out for a very, very long time. It's all about you next as we head to the mailbag.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The field of Democrats running for president in 2020 shrinks as two candidates drop out over the weekend. first billionaire businessman Tom Steyer calls it quits Saturday night after coming in third in South Carolina.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out.
Then Sunday night, Mayor Pete hangs up his hat. Still in the race, Joe Biden, who tells ABC's This Week program,
I think we can win most of the southern states. We're in contention, including in Texas. It's going to be very hard to make up the ground in California, but I think we can make up a lot of ground in California.
And Senator Bernie Sanders looking to clean up on Super Tuesday.
My guess is that we have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet, the mailbag is full. You can always get a hold of me by going to katedelaneyradio.com and bada bing, click on contact and you're in, just like Jake, who says, Delaney, did you hear the story about the Chunghol boat sinking? It is so crazy because they've got that movie coming out about the jungle boat, and now the boat actually sinks. I thought that was the one of the craziest things I heard during the day. I happened to be driving around and I caught that. So what do you say? Well, you nailed it. The whole story that the jungle boat cruise with people on it sinks. Again, you can't make this up, and it really is a movie. It becomes a part of the whole thing. So I was actually looking at some video, and it just slowly goes down at the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, the most magical place on earth, a happy place for everybody. Not so happy on Thursday. So the ride takes people on an adventure through these exotic rivers with a funny skipper. But around noon, one of the boats started taking on water while passengers were on board. About a foot of water flooded the boat, and it went from floating to sunk in about a minute. So everybody was fine. They were rescued in 20 minutes, but the boat sunk. And so firefighters responded to it, and they rescued the people. But that Jungle Cruise, I've been on that boat several times with my nephew. It opened in 1971, and it is an iconic ride. So it got a lot of play on Twitter. I mean, it really was funny, some of what people posted. Luckily, the, you know, this wasn't super deep where they sank. It looked so scary from one of the points of view of some of the angles of where they took, people had taken pictures and posted them, but it, you know, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. This one from Harry. Coronavirus, Kate, the latest mask. Do I need one? And would you travel overseas right now, particularly to Asia? I'm supposed to go there in April. No. And yes. Yes, I would get the mask. No, I wouldn't go. Unless the whole coronavirus is shut down, because there's too many unknowns, except for we do know that keeps spreading, especially in Asia, because it originated in Wuhan, China, and we see what happened in South Korea. And of course, it does depend, I guess, on where you're going, but you're getting on planes, and the exposure and the risk is great. You can hear I've had to battle a respiratory thing, and I never get sick. So I always say on this show, my big disclaimer in 15 years, when you hear me and I'm sick or I'm not there, you know I'm sick. Because I don't usually get sick, and I've been eating super healthy and exercising and everything else. It doesn't matter. I couldn't fight it off. So I thought, boy, if I would get the coronavirus, I'd be down. I would be down in a second feeling the way that I felt. And this was from traveling on planes and being exposed. And you are exposed. People cough. People don't wash their hands. Sorry. And you're vulnerable. So the answer would be no to that. Traveling across the United States, I would still do. But traveling to places in Asia, I mean, look at Italy. Italy's risky. And if you are, you got to wear it up, definitely. Meaning you got to put on a serious mask, all of that. That's what I would say. But, you know, you go to the State Department website, and they'll tell you where the areas that are risky, and frankly, where some of the airlines aren't even flying. So it might be that the airlines aren't flying there. To me, the scariest thing for us in the United States is the first coronavirus case of unknown origin. And what does that mean? Because we can't trace it. So how many people were infected? And if that spreads a lot, that's a pandemic. Because what's alarming is there's no exposure chain. And this was a returning traveler infected in China. But they can't find any other connections. And I guarantee, and maybe not, but I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say I guarantee there is somebody out there that somehow had a brush, and it'll come up. They'll get infected. Where are they? Who are they talking to? Who are they around? They have no idea. They have no idea. Let's move on. Let's move on to this one from Lori, who says, hey, Kate, the market tanking, wow, shocking and sad, and just ratchet up the fear level a little bit more for all of us. And you think about diversifying. You've talked about that before, where you may have money in gold and in so many other things, but you definitely probably, if you have a 401k, have money on the market. So, yeah. And the mounting worries put the losses through the roof. And you had a correction, a decline of 10% from a recent high. Could wipe out, they say, giant companies' corporate profits. So it is a little bit of a, as has been described, a free fall. It's the sharpest drop that we've seen in a very long time. To see that kind of a tumble, it does rock you. It does. So you can do what you want with all the money tips in the world, but I think you just gotta ride it out. We're not sure what'll happen. There's definitely the rippling effects that are happening for the economy, because there's fear in the communities and in the stock market. What happens in the next, I'd say what happens in March is huge, and then bouncing into April. We're seeing the effects in a lot of different companies, the speaking industry, because people have, the speaking industry is a $1 trillion industry, and companies have conferences and meetings all over the place, and they're important because it's all about learning and moving the needle and entertainment and awards and, you know, you name it, to keep people motivated. And some of those are starting to get canceled because, especially if they're global or they have people coming in, they're not going to be able to do it. And we have a global economy. And we're coming up in our next hour, we're talking to Vern Harnish, who saved his company after 9/11 because they got bigger and global. And he talks about how important it is to think globally. And we see that he was right. And in this case, thinking globally, and companies that are global are also, of course, paying the price on the side of this coronavirus because it's hurting the profits. Let's hope for a turnaround. Let's hope for a quick turnaround. 2008, I was working for CBS. I had an aggressive 401k. Saddest day after everything crashed because it took a big chunk of money away from my 401k. And, of course, now I'm an entrepreneur and I don't have a 401k and have had to school myself in financial matters. But I saw what happened to me on a lower level and to lots of different people around me, people who were engineers and lawyers and machinists, you know, people who worked for companies that really wanted to match and protect them. And guess what? They tanked so badly that people postponed retirements to get more of a money buildup. More email coming your way next, because I don't want to go down too much of a rabbit hole. This one is from Chris, who says, "Hey, Kate, I laughed so hard when I heard the Hunger Games music and some of the sound from the Democratic debates that you played the other day. I think that Gail and Nora did a horrific job because they didn't control the narrative where they should have shut down all the talking over each other. So I agree with you on that. Do you really think Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee?" I don't know who it's going to be. He has momentum, but now we're coming into South Carolina and another stop in a couple of days. So if you look at the, I don't know, if you look at the math, in some polls he really leads, but Joe Biden has a big lead in South Carolina's primary, in this Clemson University Palmetto poll. So, you know, the polls will change from place to place. Biden got 35% of the poll's respondents. Tom Steyer was a distant second, 17. Bernie Sanders, third, 13. And then you had Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg after that, and then all the way down the rest of the way and around. So I think it's still too early to call it, to say that it's Bernie Sanders. A little bit of momentum helps him, but is he really going to be the nominee or not? I think it's still a big, big, big question mark. I just got another one. This one is from Patrick, who says, "Hey, Kate, I heard the story about Hidden Figures and Katherine Johnson. I remember hearing it on your Her Story feature. I thought it was brilliantly done, by the way, and I've told my wife to get it on our Alexa device. So talk to that, but also talk about Katherine Johnson, who broke all kinds of barriers at NASA." She did. She was that mathematician who was depicted in the movie Hidden Figures. 101 she lived to be, and she changed lives by what she was able to do with her mathematical equations as related to NASA. And think of 1961 and 1962. She verified computer calculations that plotted John Glenn's orbits around the Earth. I know he was appreciative, and she was beloved, certainly in her later years. No question about that. We're going to the movies next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
Pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
So how about it? Anybody want to go to the movies with me? So I know the first question you're going to ask, hey, Kate, what's so great about going to the movies? Is there anything worthwhile at the movies? Well, I can tell you that I know a lot of you listening to this show especially would like the movie 1917, which won a bunch of Academy Awards, and it's during World War One, and two British soldiers receive impossible orders. They race against time, enemy territory. They got to come up with this message to deliver to save 1,600 of their comrades, and it won a Gold Globe for Best Motion Picture, and won, like I said, several other awards. And World War One was brutal, and 1917 takes you right into the middle of it. So far, the box office is over $325 million. But I think it's just such a real gritty portrayal produced by Sam Mendes and directed by Sam Mendes, who just did a tremendous job on this. So 1917 might be the movie for you. It might be the movie that you go and see. There are a couple of new movies out that we're going to talk about, The Invisible Man and The Call of the Wild, in just a second. The other thing is Bad Boys is a popular franchise, and I know people like that. If you're into Will Smith and you know, you like that whole idea of him and Martin Lawrence doing that whole bringing their A game and hooking back up again together because this cult, they have like a cult following, I think. And this might be one that you stream. It's a long movie, over 2 hours. But I think I saw the first couple and I thought they were pretty good, but I'm pretty sure they were streamed. I didn't go see it at the theater. Will Smith, to me, is always gives pretty good performances, and Martin Lawrence, the two of them together, just have that chemistry, if you like that kind of thing. So let's talk about the new movies. This one is a scary movie, and it's called The Invisible Man. Check it out. Here's a snippet.
Adrian, he was a sociopath. He said that I could never leave him. He controlled how I looked and what I wore. Then I was controlling when I left the house. And eventually, what I thought. I'm sorry, I can't take you with me. I'm not going to leave you with that thing on.
Okay.
What happened to him?
Adrian's dead.
Listen, you're getting your freedom back, okay?
He said that wherever I went, he would find me. Walk right up to me, and I wouldn't be able to see him. Adrian is dead. He's not dead. He has figured out a way to be invisible. Sitting in that chair.
Get it. A lot of scary music and a lot of intrigue and that whole, you know, where you are anticipating what's going to happen. And this is about a guy staging his own suicide and then a crazed scientist using his power to become invisible to terrorize his ex-girlfriend. So you have Oliver Jackson in this movie. You have Elizabeth Moss, if you have, remember her from Mad Men and a few other things as well. And it's gotten pretty decent reviews. So if you like scary movies, this R-rated mystery horror movie might be for you. All right, I love dogs, and I like Harrison Ford, and this movie is called The Call of the Wild.
The Yukon is a dangerous place.
never know what's coming. I came up here because I didn't want to be around anyone. And then I met Buck. He was a dog like no other. He'd been spoiled. And he'd suffered. But he could not be broken.
I don't know where you came from, but I know where you are now. Welcome to the last place on the earth.
I should let him have a minute. Doesn't look like he's ever seen snow before. How do you feel about an adventure beyond all maps?
We could go.
You and I. Where no one's ever been before. See what's out there.
I never saw him believe in anything as much as he believes in you.
What do you say, Buck? Adventure of a lifetime. Sleeping for 2 days in my bed.
By the way, this was a novel, and it now becomes this big motion picture. Buck is a dog who is domestic, and his life gets turned upside down when he's suddenly uprooted from his California home and transplanted into the wilds of the Alaskan Yukon in 1890. So, you know, you get some rookies around trying to deal with the dog. Could be intriguing. It's gotten, it depends on who's reviewed it, but it's gotten okay reviews. Nobody says, oh, it's amazing. But this one was from Variety. For all the wholesome cheesiness of much of the film, you'd have to have a pretty hard heart not to be touched by it. Ooh, that's a nice review, right? And then this one from Common Sense Media. Literary purists may find this take on Jack London's classic a bit too much of a departure from the novel, but for families, it's a beautiful film about the rough and rewarding path that is life. I like it. I would probably go and see this one if I was in the right mood for it. Of course, I like Harrison Ford. Dan Stevens is in it. Bradley Whitford's in it. Omar Sy. Karen Gillian is in it. Looks pretty clever to me. All right, the music means the band is telling me to get off the stage. If you go to the movies, send me your cheap movie review so we can get your take on whatever you saw. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.